This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. Walladhi yumituni thumma yuhyeen. Wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfeen. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Respected scholars, teachers, beloved friends, and elders in Islam. From amongst the many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest bounties is the bounty of health. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun min al-mu'min al-da'if. A strong believer is better than a weak believer. Now, what does this mean? The ulama mentioned that a strong believer in terms of spirituality is better than a weak believer. According to other few scholars, it means that a strong believer in terms of health is better than a weak believer. Why? Because when you are strong physically, you are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can manage to achieve the goals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to achieve. You can stand out of the crowd, you can reach out to the others, you can assist them. That is why it is better to be a strong believer. And from this we can understand that it is important for us to preserve health, to take care of our health. And we can understand this from an incident that occurred at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated with the Sahaba and they were having ripe khajur, ripe dates together. And among the Sahaba, there was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was feeling a little ill. He had fever and he was also having the date. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that, "Oh Ali, you have fever, you don't have to eat the dates." Why? Because date naturally has heat in it. And you have fever. So when you combine the two, it will increase your fever. So from this we can understand that it is important for us to take care of our health. Subhanallah, Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi, a famous poet, explains in one of his poems through an example that upon one occasion there were many people traveling with the king of their time in a ship in the ocean. And amongst the people there was one man who used to complain a lot. He used to complain a lot about the seasickness, about the wind, about the waves. And that made the life miserable for other people. So one wise man said to the king that, "Allow me to deal with him, allow me to teach him a lesson." So the king said, "How are you going to do that?" The wise man said, "Leave it up to me." What he did, he took this man and he threw him in the ocean. And he tagged along a log, a piece of log, a wood. He threw next to him so that he can cling on to it and he can come back into the ship. So the man came back into the ship. And subhanallah, to their amazement, for the next few days, they observed that this man stopped complaining. So the king asked the wise man that, "How did you achieve this? How did you manage?" The wise man replied that this man never understood the value that the ship was providing, the value of the security that the ship was providing in the depth of the ocean until I threw him into the ocean. But the moment I threw him into the ocean, he understood the value of the ship. So Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that we humans as well, we don't understand the value of health until we become sick. Until the saturation starts going below 90, 89, 87, 86, we start coughing a little bit. A headache starts. That is when we start to think that, you know what, I think so these are the symptoms to some disease that is going on right now. And that is when we start becoming serious. So from this we can understand that we have to take care of our health. And it is a teaching of Islam. It is not against the teaching of Islam. It is a sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I will go through certain advices for the people who fall ill and for the people who get to know about someone who has fallen ill. The first advice is, whenever someone has to fall sick, we have to make tafweed. We have to submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to completely return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't have to despair. We don't have to lose hope in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have to get frustrated that why me? Tell shaitan, try me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my backup. We shouldn't give up. We shouldn't give up. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لا يقنط من رحمة الله إلا القوم الظالمون. The only people who leave hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people who are astray, who leave the right path. We are not from those. We are believers. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what Ayyub alayhi salam said when he fell sick. He said, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, difficulty has afflicted me, but you are the most merciful. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I fall ill, it is Allah who gives me cure. So we should return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing. The second thing, Allah mentions in the Holy Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. Whenever we fall sick, Allah says that we have revealed Quran as a cure to you, as a rahmah, as a mercy to you. So look for your cure in the Holy Quran. We should read a lot of Quran. And we should also read حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Whenever any prophet was afflicted with a calamity, they used to read حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. O Allah Ta'ala, you are the best disposer of affairs and you are sufficient for us. And we should read وَالْدُعَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Whenever a person is going through anxiety or he feels anxious, he should read وَالْدُعَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Because when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through anxiety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. So now these are spiritual solutions. Firstly, we have to return to Allah. Secondly, we have to read a lot of Quran and the duas that I mentioned. Thirdly, together with spiritual solution, we have to implement practical solution. A person only implements spiritual solution and doesn't look at practical solution, he has left the right path. A person only implements practical solution, doesn't look at spiritual solution, he has left the right path. So what is the practical solution here? And it is to seek medical guidance, to go to the doctors, to seek their guidance. Go to the doctors that you trust and get their guidance and get dawa together with dua. Get medication. And that is also a sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever sickness comes, a person should understand that even cure comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Allah ta'ala has created sickness, Allah ta'ala has created cure for every sickness. So together with spiritual solution, we have to look for a practical solution. Look at this example. How important it is to implement practical solution. There was this man, he went to the doctor and he said that, Doctor Saab, give me a medication to decrease my tummy. Pet bowadash. My tummy is increasing. Give me a medication for that. Now let us speak to ourselves honestly. Is there a medication for that? Friday afternoon, dal rice. Friday night, T-bone. Two Coca-Colas. Saturday morning, there is another plan. Is there a medication to that? There is no medication. So the doctor said that there is one solution. And the solution is that you have to move your neck from right to left. Left to right. Right, left, left, right. So the patient said that, how is the neck connected to the tummy? How is my tummy going to decrease because of that? The doctor replied that you have to do that every Friday night when your friends have to invite you for a braai. You have to move it from right to left and left to right, that no, I am not coming for the braai. That is the practical solution. So we have to implement that. Now these were some advices for a person who has to fall sick. Inshallah, quickly, one or two advices for those people who get to know about someone that someone has fallen sick. The first advice, whenever you get to know about someone that someone has fallen sick, the first thing to do is to go and visit them. It is to go and visit them. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to say, مَرِضْتُ فَلَمْ تَعُدْنِي. I was sick and you didn't visit me. So the person is going to reply, كَيْفَ أَعُودُكْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ. How am I supposed to visit you when you are Allah? You are the creator. Allah Ta'ala will reply that fulan and fulan, so and so person was sick, that cleaner of the masjid was sick, that in charge of the masjid was sick, that maulana, that doctor, that engineer was sick, you didn't go and visit him. So when you didn't visit him, it is as though you didn't visit me. And we understand there are restrictions. When there are restrictions, what are we supposed to do? What is the sunnah? When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sick, and Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who came out of his room, so people asked him that, "Oh Hadrat Ali, how is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing?" So Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who replied that he's doing better than before. So what did the people do? What did the Sahaba do? They asked the people who were in charge, who were taking care of the sick person. So if there are restrictions, we don't have to use the excuse that, you know, there is this disease going on, we can't go and visit a person. Give a call and ask the relatives. Inshallah, it will make a big difference. So these are the teachings of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from sickness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give cure to each and everyone who's involved in any kind of sickness. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Two important announcements.